This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, County Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
So I wanted to talk about measles. I think it was on Friday, the Oregon Health Authority confirmed five cases of measles around the state and getting some attention. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, so we have five cases of measles in the northern part of the state. Two are associated with the South Carolina outbreak, but we're not sure where the others are from. And so we're worried that there may be some measles lurking here in Oregon.
So explain, just to get everybody on the same playing field, when we're talking measles, what are we talking?
So measles is a viral disease. It's really pretty severe. I'm old enough to remember a time where measles circulated, and kids with measles are really quite sick. About 20% wind up being hospitalized, about 1 in 1,000 wind up dying. So it really can be a quite severe disease. And it's a disease that we almost have fully eradicated with the MMR vaccine. But over the last few years, as levels of MMR vaccination have decreased, we're starting to see measles recur.
And I understand that Oregon Health Authority is monitoring this whole situation pretty closely.
Yeah, so we're monitoring. One of the ways we monitor is with wastewater. During COVID, we found that you could tell what was happening in a community with COVID by looking at the amount of COVID DNA that was in the wastewater. And it really is pretty amazing that it was very accurate during COVID. We've just started doing it for measles over the last year or so, and it seems to be accurate. And what we've seen is that there are occasional spikes of measles in the wastewater throughout Oregon.
And so that's fascinating. I'd forgotten about that aspect from the pandemic. So as it's monitored, what are we seeing around the nation? Are you seeing any national data on that?
Yeah, so the CDC collects the data. They use a really high level of detection, so they don't see many positive detections. Oregon is kind of the leader in this, and we're monitoring much more carefully than the U.S. is. And we're starting to see low levels of measles detection, even in places like Douglas County.
So for people want to stay out of all this, what's the best thing to do?
Well, the very best thing to do is get up to date on your MMR vaccine. MMR has been around for a long time. There's been some controversy, but having been doing this for years and years and years, MMR is an incredibly safe and effective vaccine. So if you're behind on your MMR vaccines, go ahead and get it. There's plenty of vaccine available in the community. We have many, many, many providers of MMR vaccine. Go ahead and get vaccinated.
And I understand that if you do get the measles, I mean, some of these symptoms can be pretty severe.
Yeah, so it usually starts out with a very high fever. So you usually don't see fevers over 104 degrees, except with measles. You can get 105 or 106 really high fevers, and these kids are absolutely exhausted from these high fevers. During that time, you're contagious. You do not yet have a rash. 2 or 3 days into the fever, you start to get a rash. You're still then contagious. But unfortunately, what we're seeing is people with high fevers show up in the emergency room or urgent care and expose everybody else during that time. The other thing we notice is that there are some people who can't get the vaccine. So, for example, I have a few kids who have transplants, and because of their transplant status, they're not allowed to get an MMR vaccine. And so we really worry about them, because if they get exposed, they could get really sick. So if you have a fever, please call your provider. Don't just show up and have them get checked out.
All right. We'll continue to monitor that. This time of year, what else do we have going health-wise around Oregon and in Douglas County in particular?
Well, during this time of year, we're seeing a little bit of RSV, a little bit of COVID, but quite a lot of influenza A. So influenza A is the flu that's circulating this year, and it's been a pretty bad year for influenza. Again, we still have plenty of flu shots, so if people want to get a flu shot, they can get it. If you do think you have the flu, please call your provider. There are some medicines we can use that will decrease the symptoms of flu.
And for the flu, if you get it, are you automatically contagious in terms of giving it to others that you are exposed to?
Well, again, you're most contagious with the flu about 24 hours before the symptoms show up. So you don't even know you're sick, but in that day before, you're brewing and are contagious. During the time that you have the fever and for a couple of days thereafter, you are contagious. But the most important thing to do is to stay home when you're sick and to get a flu shot.
And this reminds me of during... You know, during the pandemic, one of the things that kind of shifted for a lot of people, because a lot of people, if they get a bit sick, they want to continue working and doing their regular routines and all that. But it's the aspect of unknowingly exposing other people who then get sick and they could have other health issues that makes it worse for them.
Right. We don't know about other people's health status necessarily. So if you go to work and expose somebody else, you may only be a little bit sick, but they may be very sick, or they may be living with an older person who is quite ill. And older people, when they get the flu, frequently wind up getting very sick and even hospitalized.
All right. Any other health advice for this time of year?
Stay well. If you do feel sick, stay home. If you do want to have an extra level of protection, you can use a high-quality mask, such as an N95, which should decrease your risk of getting influenza.
All right. County Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.